Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, I'm going to have you pull out the hymnal again, so please do so. Turn in the hymnal then to page 323. 323. There in the middle on the left-hand column is the third article, and we are in the small catechism section of the hymnal, and we are in the section marked sanctification and the what does this mean. So we're going to read that. Even though we have already confessed the creed, we're going to refresher. Sometimes, you know, we'd say stuff and then we forget that we said it. So we're going to say it again. And we're going to start with the I believe. So I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. What does this mean? I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord, or come to him. But the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith. In the same way, he calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one true faith. In this Christian church, he daily and richly forgives all my sins and the sins of all believers. On the last day, he will raise me and all the dead and give eternal life to me and all believers in Christ. This is most certainly true. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints. Now, rumor has it that the communion of saints is an add-on to the Apostles' Creed. In other words, it had said just the Holy Christian Church, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body. But there was a confusion as to what the Holy Christian Church was. And so they added on, well, it's the communion of saints. So the communion of saints is a description of the Holy Christian Church. It's All Saints Day. So let's talk about the communion of saints. Right? This is what we are part of. This is what we just confessed, that we, all of us here today, are part of this Holy Christian Church, this communion of saints. We use that term saints to describe somebody who is holy, somebody who is special, somebody who is set apart, who maybe has done great and marvelous things in their life in service to God. They are saints in certain churches. Saints have particular names and places and things that they are saints of or saints over. But that's not the only meaning of saint. A saint is somebody who has been sanctified by Christ, who in holy baptism has had their sins washed away, have been given the gift of faith and the gift of the Holy Spirit. That's a saint. A saint is not a saint because of what that saint does. A saint is a saint because God says a saint is a saint. So if you are a saint, raise your hand. Everybody should be raising their hand. I'm not counting. You're not on camera, only I am, so don't worry. A saint is a saint because God says a saint is a saint. Now, yes, we can all look at the saints who have gone before and try and live the life that they lived or see their great achievements and give honor to those who have gone before, and we should do that. But we also need to realize that we here today in this place at this time are living saints, called by the gospel, enlightened with the gifts of the Holy Spirit, sanctified and kept in the true faith, this true Christian church. We said together, this is most certainly true. We believe this. We are saints gathered together in this place to give thanks and praise to God. But at the same time, we still struggle, right? The saints on earth, the saints of the church militant, as it's known in churchese, the church that is still at work in the world today, we still struggle. We are saints, yes, but as Luther would say, we are sinners at the same time. We are at one time justified and at the same time sinners. This is a strange place to be in. As the communion of saints, as the Christian church here in this place at this time, it's a strange sort of tension, a strange paradox to exist as those who have been cleansed by the blood of Christ, those who have been forgiven of their sins, those who possess the gift of faith and the wonder of the Holy Spirit, and yet at the same time run our mouth in ways that we shouldn't run our mouth. Right? Yeah. And at the same time, our hands do, well, not so nice, kind, loving things. Our minds think not so nice, kind, loving things, not saintly things. This is the paradox in which the Holy Christian Church exists. We're not going to solve that. The only way to solve that paradox is to have Jesus show up. And one day he will. And we believe that. We believe that he's coming in. We did confess that, right? That he would come to judge the living and the dead, and that he would raise me and give eternal life and the gift, that gift of everlasting life to all believers. That's what we just confessed that. We believe that. And yet here we are in the midst of this world at this time. And we look around and go, oh, Jesus, come. Come quickly. Because it's a tough place to be. And I say that knowing that it's, since the Garden of Eden, it's always been tough. One of my comparisons is always, you know, the people at the foot of Mount Vesuvius when it erupted, they had a pretty tough time. Could we say it was tougher than now, or that we're in a tougher place? But we are, right? We exist in a world that is corrupted by sin, and that the world around us is crumbling and falling apart, and it has been since the fall. It has never been perfect. And we as sinners living in that world either contribute to it or simply dwell in it, and as saints fight the good fight of faith. The communion of saints, the community of saints. That's where we are today. But we're also here on All Saints Day, where we remember the saints that have gone before and those who are now clothed in that white array, who are with Christ, who are where he is, there they are also, and that's the place we long to be, and that there are saints who are already there, already enjoying the gifts that God has for them in eternity, already enjoying a life with no tears, a life with no pain, a life with no struggle, no sin, no darkness. This is the place of the saints who have gone before. There, they are saints only. They are not saints and sinners any longer. There they are only saints. This communion of saints is not just here. The communion of saints, the Holy Christian Church, is both the church here in this place and the church there with Christ, The church that gathers around the throne, as we read in Revelation, and waves the palms and is praising God. That is the church, the multitude that no one can number. That is also the church. See, because the way that God works is he's sort of outside that time and space realm that we exist in. So for Jesus, there is the church triumphant, enjoying the marriage feast of the Lamb that has no end. And then there is the church militant, those saints who have yet to be marked or are marked already, believers in Christ who struggle each day with the sins that come. But did you notice when we confessed that what we believe about this holy Christian church, this communion of saints, is that in this church, he daily and richly forgives us of our sins. So we don't fight alone. We don't struggle alone. We don't fight in despair and darkness. We fight with forgiveness and faith and joy and with this great cloud of witnesses that we are surrounded by. That church triumphant. We call it the communion of saints because it's where all of the saints gather. It's where God calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies his whole Christian church on earth and in heaven. It is the communion of saints. We are part of that. But there is another part. There's a part our eyes can't see. There's a part that only the Holy Spirit knows. This communion of saints is far bigger than we can possibly imagine. You are part of something with people beyond number that this gathering of 100 people or so in this time, in this place, is but a tiny piece of God's greater kingdom. Now, we may be small, but we are mighty. Mighty in praise. Mighty in worship, mighty in gifts untold, and mighty in knowing that we are part of something far greater. We are the communion of saints. And we come to the rail for communion each week. And I'm so glad we come each week. Because when we gather for communion, we gather with this communion of saints. The group here at Grace Lutheran Church in Eugene, Oregon, we gather together as the communion of saints to receive the gifts of the body and blood of Christ given and shed for us, for our forgiveness, for faith, for the promise of eternal life. Does that sound like catechism class to you? It ought to. We come to the rail each time, each Sunday, with hands that are empty, to receive only that which God can give, his gifts. There's a little architectural secret in some of our churches that has to do with All Saints' Day and the communion of saints. And it's the way that the rail is built. Because not all churches have that. It's a little disappointing at the church that I served in Alaska, that there was no communion rail where they had built the sanctuary, but they had built it for all sorts of different reasons. It just didn't have a railing. I'm so glad we do. And I'm glad that the rail goes all the way around, and this comes right to here. Because the image is, as the rail goes into the wall, as the rail continues on, then we know by faith that the communion of saints continues on. It goes beyond something our eyes can't see. We gather at the rail with the whole Christian church. The communion of saints. All of those who have gone before, who are now enjoying the Lamb's feast that has no end, are with us as we commune at the rail today and next week and the week after that the saints enjoy the fruits of Christ's cross, and we join them around that railing. So if you would like to, just an image in your mind, as you come to the rail, know that all of those who have gone before you, husbands, wives, sons, daughters, grandmothers, grandfathers, and the whole host, they gather with you. We commune together at the rail. This is not some ghostly spiritual thing. This is the reality of the Christian church. The church triumphant dines with us at the Lord's table as the church militant soldiers on, fighting the good fight of faith, knowing that that crown, that victory that awaits us is already being enjoyed, and that as we said in our confession, that we believe Christ will come again and will raise us up to life everlasting with all of the saints. And there we will be with the Lord, gathered around his throne. And until that day, Lord Jesus, come. Amen. Now may the peace that passes all understanding guard and keep our hearts and minds in the faith of Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.